And thanks to the passage of time and a little bit of modern technology, we can now say hello to Niall Hatch. Niall!
Hi, Derek. How are you doing? You're not so well, I believe.
Well, I'm doing a bit of a Felix Unger and I'm not feeling great. Oh, I've got this damn thing. You know how it is. But listen, I don't want you to worry about me because I had a tin of peas earlier. I'll probably live.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. Like the programme needs you. It's that time of year, though.
Not what the listener thinks. But at any rate, why Rome, Niall?
Well, why not Rome, Derek? Indeed. It's a wonderful place. Mooney Goes Wild will be making another documentary as part of our Nature on One series that will be broadcast on Christmas Day. And Rome is central to the story. So I was there to find out a bit more about this story that's full of intrigue and mystery. And as you would expect, animals.
Pray tell, Niall.
Well, it all dates back quite a long time ago to the year of 1514, when a very special gift was given, a diplomatic gift, by King Manuel I of Portugal to curry favour with Pope Leo X, the most important person in the world at the time. And the animal gift in question, well, it was a very special one. It was an elephant, not just any elephant, an Asian elephant, not just any Asian elephant, a white Asian elephant.
My goodness. And I believe the first time an Asian elephant set foot in Rome.
That's right. So this elephant, who was called Hanno, he was a gift to show off the power of Portugal with its huge colonies. We have to remember that Portugal at the time owned massive quantities of Asia and had empire expanding across the world. And so that's what he wanted to show off. So Hanno came there and he was from Asia. And the previous elephants that had been in Rome, not for a long time, of course, but they would have known or at least had some sort of folk memory of African elephants. Because, of course, the Carthaginians, a long, long time ago, led by Hannibal, they tried to invade Rome. They got into Italy, they got over the Alps with his retinue of soldiers, including a contingent of elephants, which he used as like war machines, big all-terrain vehicles, really. So they were very good for that kind of battle. He never made it as far as Rome. He got well into what we now know as Italy and did clash with Roman forces. But eventually he returned without having reached Rome and went back to North Africa. And people would also have known, or at least in previous generations, have known African elephants from, unfortunately, from the battles in the Colosseum. The Romans used to ship in all sorts of exotic creatures and beasts, as they would call them, to do battle with gladiators and all these awful things. But they were all African elephants, which was within part of the Roman world at the time. This one, Hanno, given by the Portuguese, was from India. A different species. They have smaller ears, different shapes in terms of their tusks, the shape of their head. And we know from the depictions at the time from artists like Raphael, no less, there's no question that this, from those very accurate anatomical drawings, this was definitely an Asian elephant.
Well, we have a clip from the documentary, Niall, and this is an interview you conducted with Elizabeth Lev, who's an American-born art historian who has the good fortune to live and work in the Eternal City, and she's very familiar with the story of Hanno.
Hanno's great entry into Rome was choreographed. I mean, it was choreographed like the triumphing generals of ancient Rome, starting from the Via Flaminia, coming in the Piazza del Popolo, making his way down the Via della Ripetta, crossing over the Castel Sant'Angelo Bridge, arriving at the courtyard where the Pope had been arranged to be seated up above where the animal would come up. And when he arrived, says everybody who was present, the animal went down on its knees, lifted its trunk, and bar, 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 it brayed three times, and the Pope was in love. And so he would spend all this time with the animal. He brought him out. People would ask to borrow it. He didn't like to lend it. He had a special enclosure made for him. It was a tremendously successful gift.
And that documentary about Pope Leo's elephant can be heard right here on RT Radio 1 on Christmas Day. And I've no doubt it's going to be a terrific listen indeed.